Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we're talking about training and skills. AudioTrain from Audio UK have linked up with the BBC and relaunched their training programme. This free resource provides modules for training in audio and podcast skills. Juliet Nichols is AudioTrain's programme manager. So I started by asking Juliet, what is AudioTrain?
AudioTrain has been around for some time in various guises. It's actually been around for 10 years. And you might have seen it as part of Audio UK, who of course are a trade body for audio people, podcast people. You might have seen it as part of their offering over the last 10 years in various different guises. But the exciting thing that I've been brought in to do over the last 6 months is to reimagine it, reinvigorate it, build a whole new website full of training modules that are accessible to audio people. It's a resource, I suppose, for the audio industry.
Who is it for then? I mean, is it for people who want to get into the audio industry or people who are already in the industry, professionals? Who would you say you're aiming at?
AudioTrain is really aimed at anybody who's interested in podcasting and audio. So you may well be at the top of your game. You may well have been in the industry for 20 years, but you might not know how to create a video podcast. So you might want to go to the AudioTrain site and up-level your skills. Equally, you might be very new to podcasting and audio, and you might want to know about how to start a podcast from scratch. And equally, there are modules on that. I mean, Audio UK is all about representing audio podcasting people, and AudioTrain is an extension of that. It's accessible and free to anybody and everybody right now. So that's the nice thing about it.
Yeah, I think it's important to stress this is a free resource, isn't it?
Yes, which is amazing, really.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's incredible. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it on the podcast, because you don't get a lot for free in life anymore.
Not always. And I think not necessarily from people that are really at the top of their game.
Yeah, at this level, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. That's it. And it's, you know, in one place, as we say, it's free. This is, you know, this is down to the BBC because we've partnered with the BBC on this. You know, we've broken it down into three sections, actually. So we've broken it down into business, creative and technical sessions. So whatever you're kind of wanting to up level, you can head there. And we really do have some brilliant speakers on there. So I think that is the novelty of it, that you could go in and spend a lunchtime or an evening if you fancy it, or a weekend afternoon, just having a look and hearing from some people who really know their stuff.
So let's get a bit deeper into it and what it does and what it provides then. Tell me about these three different sections, these modules.
At the moment, we've got 19 on there. We're adding another 4 in the next couple of weeks, which I'm really excited about. They break down into creative, technical, and business modules, and they're different lengths. Some of them are 10 minutes, some of them are 40 minutes, some of them are mini modules, some have PDFs that you can download and do activities afterwards, others don't. There will likely be more than one thing that takes your fancy, but to give you a couple of headlines, we have creative sessions on everything from social media for podcasts to production management, talent management. We've got a session on AI, on developing an idea, business. We've got monetizing podcasts. That seems to have been quite popular so far. And we've got legal insights as well. So we've got a session on IP. We've got a kind of legal overview. We've also got sessions on negotiating and pitching. So there's really lots to get stuck into. And then on the technical side, we've got a session on Reaper, if that's something that you want to learn more about. Not everybody learns about Reaper in the beginning stages or even the later stages of their audio podcasting careers. So that there's an insight into that. We've also got a technical session on YouTube and how you can use that best. One on sound design, on video podcasts, on audio editing. So there's all sorts, depending on what you want to start with.
Charlotte, there's a number of different ways to monetize your show. Should we talk about a few of the ways in which podcasters can do so?
Yeah, for sure. What about those programmatic ads that I hear, the ones that aren't host-read? What are they about?
Yeah, so essentially they're spot ads. They're often, you have 3 at the start, 3 in the middle and 3 at the end. And they tend to be sort of 30 to 60 second adverts. They are programmatic in the sense that there's no human involvement. The buying and selling of those is done automatically. Some of the biggest brands in the world are essentially bidding for the cheapest possible inventory. They're a great way for podcasters to monetize their show. And they're very much sort of always on. There's very little human involvement. There's very little host involvement. involvement, and it's essentially a revenue stream that ticks away in the background rather than some of the more bespoke custom stuff that we'll come on to shortly.
And this has been recently relaunched. You mentioned there your collaboration with BBC. How did that come about, this collaboration?
So this is something that's been building over the last year or two. You know, I wouldn't want to speak on the behalf of the BBC, but I know that they're very keen to support audio and up-leveling people in the audio industry and making sure that across the UK, people have the skills that they need to continue to be in the audio podcasting industry. So it's wonderful that they've supported on this, and they will continue to support as well for the next couple of years. We're really proud to be partnering with them. And it's actually not just the Audio Train site that they've partnered with Audio UK and Audio Train on. We've also had a launch event in Manchester really recently, which is wonderful, brilliant for networking. And we've got a number of other masterclasses and networking events planned across the UK as well that they've supported.
Oh, that's brilliant. So live events then. Can you tell me any more about those?
I can give you the headlines. They'll be across the UK. They'll be at the beginning of 2026, and they'll likely be in Scotland, in Cardiff, and in Sheffield. So we're really looking at, you know, speaking to people in the audio industry and bringing people together, you know, is part of this as well. It's a community thing. We all know the audio podcast radio industry, one of the one of the majorly positive things about our industry is the community feel.
Yes.
We would love to be a part of that and represent that. Those are the live events. More to come very soon, of course. And there is one more element as well that I should touch on, which is we are having lunchtime webinars. So they're live, but not in person. So you can join online during a lunchtime once a month and learn about, again, similar sorts of topics. We've got legal drop-ins, which have been really popular. Come along and ask questions. There are also sessions on Reaper and lots of other things too.
Now, this is a relaunch of this programme. So how is it different from before?
Well, that's a great question, Georgie. And I will hold my hands up here and say, I've only been involved with Audio Train the last 6 months. This is my project to take on. But I'll give you my insight from, you know, the previous 10 years of Audio Train. It's done various things at various times. During COVID, there were some wonderful webinars that were online and I think brought people together and helped with that sense of community when we needed it. There have also been in-person events over the years, but there hasn't been a central location for all of that like there is now. And that's the major difference. So you can go to the Audio Train site, it's all in one place, and log in and everything's there for you.
And anyone can go at any time then? They haven't kind of missed the start date of,
no,
of the new term or whatever?
Not at all. Obviously, we have launched now, but it's there for anybody to use. You've got to create a login. That's free to do, as we've said. But once you've created your login, everything is accessible to you. We're adding 4 new modules this month. So this is a growing endeavor. This isn't a hard stop at launch by any means.
Why did you feel at Audio UK that there was a need for a training resource like this?
Well, I think the truth is there's just nothing quite like it, is there, at the moment, from a body like Audio UK. We did a number of industry surveys to identify where the opportunities or the challenges were, and we are trying very much to, you know, respond to that. So there have been industry surveys. We've also had steering groups across the last 6 months, we've worked with really closely to make sure this is genuinely meeting the needs of the industry, which I have to say from the response we've had in the last month or 6 weeks has been really strong. So it does seem to be offering something that people are really excited about.
Yeah, I think there is definitely this need for training and for advice as well. You mentioned legal. What's lovely about podcasting is anyone can just do it, but conversely, anyone can just do it. And if they haven't had any kind of broadcast or legal training, there is a lot of stuff out there that maybe people in hindsight think, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I think for some people, podcasting is still a little bit of the Wild West, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
To some extent, it's getting started and having that insight. And this is an insight. Legal experts sharing their genuine expertise on these topics in both webinars and in the modules. But we also have more sort of, we get a snapshot of behind the scenes. We're launching later this month a session from Stuart Morgan at Always Audio Always, and he's talking about how to create a hit podcast. So we see a little bit of behind the scenes. What do they do? What's he learned? What's he built into his process that we can take away? And that's just his way of doing things. He's not telling you that is the only way of doing creating a podcast, yeah. But it's his way. That's really lovely, alongside the advice, the legal side of things, which is just brilliant and does offer parameters perhaps that we might want when we're looking at podcasting. So I think yeah. It's a bit of inspiration and it's a bit of guidance as well, which is wonderful.
I mean, one of the big changes in podcasting in very recent times is the visualization of podcasts as well. It's not just enough to be able to turn around audio. To be successful, you need some kind of visualization as well. To me, that's a minefield because I'm an audio nerd. So
I empathize.
Yeah. So is there stuff in the training as well about like video editing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We can all recognize audio podcasting. It is evolving and it's evolving fast. So the modules that we have around, for example, AI, and we do have one on video podcasts, are proving really popular and really important. If we can support the audio podcasting industry as we do evolve into, like you say, we need to have an eye on video now, we need to have an eye on YouTube, and we have a really wonderful YouTube expert as part of it, providing a module on, you know, those little tips and tricks that make a difference when you're thinking about video podcasts. It's really, really important. And it's only going to continue to be important.
You mentioned that it's top industry experts that are providing this. Can you give us some other names as well of who we can expect if we go and tap into this resource?
We really do have some brilliant speakers. So we have the likes of Nicole Logan at Goalhanger.
I'm Nicole Logan and I'm the executive producer for development at Goalhanger. And today I'm here to share with you a bit about developing creative ideas that stand out. And development has always been the part of the process where I find the most meaning. I've always tried to keep an eye out for emerging voices, helping create standout projects for both commercial and charitable organisations. What is the core of creative success? And have you ever thought about changing the world? They're some of the questions that I ask myself when I go into the creative process for the first time. We know that conversations inform people's thoughts, everything from what they eat, where they shop, and who they vote for. And so there's never been a time for the audio industry and the podcasting world to dive headfirst into asking these big questions about their work.
We've got Alex Junguis at This Is Distorted. We've got Sam Shatabi, who's from Acast. He did a wonderful session on client and brand management. Leanne Ali did a session on pitching for podcasts. Luke Goddard, who has actually been involved with Audio Train for quite some time and has run, you may have come across him previously if you have followed Audio Train in the past 10 years, because he's been very involved and has run lots of lovely Reaper sessions, you know, across the time that Audio Train has been alive. So we've got a session from him, which is wonderful. And he's actually following up his video module on Reaper with some webinars. So you can take the module, you can learn what you can from that video, and then you can go along to the drop-in webinar and ask questions off the back of it to extend your learning if that's your area of interest.
Hi, this is Luke, and this is recording and mixing, producing podcasts using Reaper. Today, I'm going to be covering 5 mini modules, covering things like setup, navigation, editing, mixing, and exporting. So without any further ado, let's get into the first one. So getting up and running in Reaper is fairly straightforward. There is some complexity there, but generally speaking, there's one place you need to go, and that is into your preferences.
We also have Arlie Adlington, who's running a purely podcast audio editing session, and he involves Descript as well as traditional editing. You get both sides of editing using a bit of sort of AI tools and, yeah, traditional editing alongside it, which is really interesting.
For people who are starting in their career in the audio industry, is this something, if they do all the modules, is this something they could put on their CV, for example? Is there like a certificate at the end?
There is a certificate. I'm glad that you asked. Yes, every module, when you dive into the module, they all have kind of different offerings. So there might be one video that's 45 minutes. There might be four videos that are 10 minutes each. And when you watch, you will see your progress throughout that module. Some might come with a sort of workbook or activities to go alongside it. And at the end of completing that, you will receive a certificate for every module you take. So yes, please do share it on LinkedIn, put it on your CV. We're very proud of it. And we hope that other people are proud when they participate and when they do get the certificate at the end of it, because they will have learned. They will have learned lots from it.
How do people find out more, Juliet? How do they sign up and start doing this?
Well, they can go to audiotrain.co.uk and create a login and dive in. And I would encourage you to do that. Spend a lunchtime, spend an afternoon, spend an evening, whenever you have the time. Dive into something that's got your attention, because it will only benefit you. I'm also very happy to discuss this more. I'm very, very happy and open to gather more ideas from the industry as to what they may want to learn next. The idea is to expand on this. This is just the beginning. So please feel free to get in touch with me. And Georgie, I'm sure you can share my contact details wherever is appropriate. And they're also on the Audio Train site. My email's on there. Feel free, get in touch. Let us know your feedback and what you'd like to learn next.
A big thank you to Juliet Nichols, Audio Train's program manager, for being our guest. You can contact Juliet by email, juliet.nichols@audiotrain.org.uk. And Nichols is with two L's. And you can find out more about the Audio Train courses on their website, audiotrain.co.uk. Applications for RAMP close on the 9th of November. RAMP is our mentoring programme for mid-career radio and audio professionals in the UK who want to take the next step in their career. Go to our website, radioacademy.org, to find out more and to apply. A couple of previous podcast episodes to listen to before you apply for RAMP are RAMP 2026 from the 15th of October this year, and our webinar episode from the 30th of October 2024, What's RAMP and Why You Should Apply. I'll put the links in the programme notes. And I'll see you next week.